held talks with Saudi Arabian leaders Monday. The visit is following a week of crisis that saw the United States pull back from the brink of a military strike on Iran after the downing of a U.S. drone. The top diplomat met with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, tweeting they discussed heightened tensions in the region and maritime security in the Strait of Hormuz. Pompeo addressed reporters about Iran before leaving for the trip.
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that the Iranians are out sowing disinformation in lots of places.
The visit will now take Pompeo to the United Arab Emirates. Turkey's opposition won decisively in the controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election. Provisional results indicate Ekrem İmamoğlu defeated President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's hand-picked candidate by more than 700,000 votes. Speaking to a large crowd of enthusiastic supporters Sunday night, İmamoğlu said his win was a boost for democracy.
We will embrace everyone. We will build the democracy in this city. We will build justice in this city.
Observers say that resentment has been growing over Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian style of leadership after a failed coup attempt in 2016. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Osumnu Siga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaru Kobede, has also died. We have this full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security service.